Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week here, we talked about how humanity has been created in the image of God. That is, we were created and are created to be in relationships with each other. And then the stories in last week's gospel reading showed us how crowds came in, interrupting Jesus and the disciples. But Jesus cared for those people, for all of them were like sheep without a shepherd, we heard. Today's gospel story is what happened in between the two parts of last week's reading. So we had last week, they tried to go off to a place by themselves alone and the crowds caught up to them. And then it said they went back across the sea, right? Today is what happened in between. The crowds had arrived before Jesus and the disciples could go off to a deserted place alone. They found them and Jesus stayed and taught. He healed and he helped these people. And finally, the day was getting on and Jesus wonders, where can we find food enough to feed them all? Jesus was talking to Philip at the time. And it's my guess that Philip was just kind of gobsmacked by the question. Philip knows that 6 months' wages couldn't buy food for a crowd that big. Now, it wasn't a small crowd, but nor was it a crowd that would fill the horseshoe down in Columbus. The size of the crowd was about 500 people, which is 8 times the number of people we could fit here in this building, or just under the number of people that fits in the Sydney football stadium. That's a pile of people for Jesus to be asking about how it is that we could feed them all. And to ask that out of the blue. You see, I believe that for Jesus, this is all still about image of Godness. It's about how we get to relate to each other. It's about how far we are called to go in caring for our neighbors, for the strangers who gather, for the sheep without a shepherd. For Jesus, the kingdom of God is at hand. It is always at hand. And Jesus wants to make that kingdom real and evident to all people, even these in this crowd that we meet today. So Jesus does spend time with them. He hears them, sees them. Jesus understands their grief, their struggles, their triumphs, their disappointments. Jesus loves them. And he is hoping that the disciples will get involved in that loving. They had been off on a mission. They knew the power of time and attention, of care and love for people who have not had that for so long. So as Jesus looks out at the crowd, he has them sit down together. This simple maneuver encourages the relationships that Jesus is looking forward to fostering. Through my years in ministry, I've had an opportunity to talk to many different farmers and farmers' wives or sons or daughters as they talked about threshing time. This is the time when family and neighbors, sometimes strangers from far away, they would come together to harvest the fields. This was before combines and such. And so the bigger the group, the faster the harvest went. But during those long days of hard work, the wives would cook and cook and cook and then come out to the fields with food for an army. Now, many of the people who I spoke to told of a secret their mom had or their grandma had or someone had. And that secret is that they made sure that everyone sat down to eat. Because sitting down together encouraged conversations and storytelling. It encouraged laughter and enjoyment for all of those people. If people were just standing up off on their own eating, it was really easy to remain alone, to remain cut off. Jesus wanted this crowd to be together. Now, Jesus knew that many of these were strangers from each other. And Jesus wanted them to see the image of God around them. Jesus also knew that there was tensions among some and they weren't speaking to each other, and Jesus still wanted them to see the image of God around them. Jesus knew that conversations and storytelling would begin, that laughter and delight would emerge no matter what else happened. But then you see, Jesus takes what is available and uses it. When he asked the disciples how they could feed everyone, they were stymied, and all that they could come up with was that one boy whose mom had packed him a lunch. This boy had listened to Jesus. This boy had watched as Jesus helped and healed, as he had cured people and cast out demons. It is my guess that this boy stood in awe of Jesus. And when he was asked if he could help, he eagerly volunteered his meal to Jesus. This wasn't much, not a lot at all. 5 small loaves and 2 dried fish was what Mom packed. We didn't hear anything about carrot sticks or apple slices, which were always kind of in that lunch that I got to bring with me. It was simple, it was easily carried, it was easily eaten, and it was all that he had. And he gave it to Jesus so that Jesus could do whatever he needed to do. The amazing thing is that Jesus fed the entire crowd with that simple, small lunch. All of them ate and were satisfied. They even collected leftovers. Jesus took what was available and transformed it into something wonderful. Jesus wants to use what we have available for the sake of our neighbor. Like the boy in the story, Jesus is looking for what is available so that the kingdom of God can be shown to be at hand. Every day, there is such need in the world around us. People mill around like sheep without a shepherd. They stand around looking for purpose or work, for a place to live or a way to live. Jesus knows these needs and hopes, and that he wants us to see those needs as well. It may not be 5,000 at a time, but there is still need. We still need community. We still need conversation. There is still hunger for food or attention, and we are called to love those neighbors. Jesus is willing to take what we have available, bless it, and then help us to give it away to the people around us. Too often we feel overwhelmed, just like the disciples, trying to figure out how to feed that crowd. Today, Jesus shows us that whatever we bring to the equation can be enough. One boy's lunch is sufficient in our gospel story. Our simple lives with the gifts that God provides can be sufficient as well. In a world of need, we get to bring our lives together, all of us together with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we get to help feed and care for, to heal and provide hope for the people around us. It truly can feel overwhelming as we look out at the world. But Jesus is encouraging us to discover what we can do today and then trust that our sisters and brothers, also inspired by Jesus, can do more and more and more. Our faith is shown in how we care and how we trust that God's love is more powerful than anything else. May the love of God fill your lives, and may we discover ways to give our simple lives or lunch to our neighbors. In Jesus' name, amen.